Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 4th of January at long last. This is 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. Also with me today, having gotten shot of 2020, I think is how she would say that. I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Yes, 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 yes. Hello. Happy New Year.
And also with me today, I have special Mac Observer guest and the rest of the time you know him as a host of Mac Geek Gab, John Braun. Hi, John.
Well, John F. Braun.
I'm sorry. I know the F is very important. Yes. Yes, Adam F. Goldberg. I know the middle initial matters. How are you?
But thank you, Kelly.
Happy New Year.
Fantastic. We're all here in the new year. kicking the old year to the curb there because it was pretty awful for a number of reasons. But
so brand new calendars
kind
for everybody.
Kind of looking forward to the upcoming CES, which is virtual this year.
Yeah.
We'll see how that works out. Some people have been able to pull off virtual events well.
Yeah.
Versus physical, and some have not.
That's
so
true.
We'll see. I mean, it's CES. I mean, they're, you know, technology. So I hope they can pull it off. Well, I think they're using the Microsoft platform for most of their.
For people who are interested, you can find out more about that because we will have coverage over at MacObserver.com, just like we have in previous years. So you will definitely find more of John over there. But what I would like to do right now, Charlotte, I would like to start with you.
Hello.
And have a brief chat with you about, and it's okay, everybody, this isn't homework. You're not being caught with a quiz.
I've done the homework.
First day back. Charlotte has some maths for us.
Well, as viewers, listeners, keen listeners may remember that sometime last year, maybe like March the 53rd,
something like that.
Dave Hamilton and I joined you to break down the bundles.
Yes,
that Apple is offering once the Apple One bundle became available. Mm-hmm. And we did that. You can go back and listen to that show, and we break it all down. But we thought now that Fitness Plus is back, is actually available, which is the final element in the premier tier of the Apple One bundle. Mm-hmm. It was kind of worth revisiting that. And you may have got a new, you know, new devices that you want to look at. And obviously some of the ends of the first years of subscriptions where you got Apple TV Plus free for a year or got Apple Arcade free for 3 months on your new iPhone 12, maybe. All that stuff is starting to come to an end. So you may want to recalculate how and what you pay for Apple services.
Yeah, what your spending situation might look like in practical terms once all of this is sorted out. So the highlights for people who may not have known before, Apple has, I believe, three flavors of bundle that they call it. And this would be a monthly price. So if you're somebody who maybe has Apple Music on an annual renewal plan or something like that, then this may not pencil out for you. So I'm just going to put that out there. But the rest of it is that is what they come with. And then sort of the amount that is kind of the savings piece of it. So like, you know, if you have this bundle, maybe you are getting, say, Arcade or TV Plus or something for free. So
yeah. And the savings, basically, if you're using all the services, mm-hmm. I mean, and even really, basically, we concluded that basically if you're using the services or using all but maybe one of the cheaper services, mm-hmm. You're winning.
Yeah, it pencils out.
I'll do a quick example to remind people. I'm not going to break it all down again. But the individual tier of Apple One includes 50 gigabytes of iCloud storage. It includes TV Plus. It includes Apple Arcade, and it includes Apple Music. It costs $14.95 a month. Mm-hmm. If you paid every month for each of those services, you would pay £21.96.
Yeah.
Even if you were still not paying for TV Plus, say, you would still be paying for $16.97. You'd still be paying $16.97 a month. Mm-hmm. So you're still just about winning a couple of dollars a month.
Yeah.
The only time it's slightly, that one doesn't add up is if, it basically, if you're using all but one of the services, mm-hmm. it adds up across the board. They add up, basically. Right.
So the more of them you have, the more sort of subsidy you get by just signing up for the bundle.
So if you weren't interested in,
as you mentioned, is on that.
That's in the premier tier.
Yes.
And the premier tier costs $29.95. It gives you the family sharing options. So Apple Music Family, which is normally $14.99, 2 terabytes of iCloud storage, News Plus, Fitness Plus.
And that's for up to, I think the family sharing is up to 5 people that are in your household. So that comes out to be generally a good deal for everybody. Now, the thing that we will...
Yes.
That I will point out is that News Plus is basically never the one you get for free. So if you've been considering News Plus, maybe if you bundle it with some other things, like you'll figure that in as a price break. But that's really the only way that you're going to get anything aside from it's $10 a month for News Plus, the end.
Yeah, so just what we're doing, the premier tier, $29.95. If you paid for everything on its own, it would be $54.94.
Yes.
So even if you have no interest in Apple TV Plus or Arcade, but you are interested plus in News Plus and Fitness Plus, mm-hmm. you're still winning.
Yes. And that's fantastic. Right. So
you do get 3 months of Fitness Plus free, though. So correct. You might not want to be getting involved in this till March, but it's worth having that there as a mm-hmm. reference point.
And this actually caught my attention. So as a stockholder, I think this is great because I think you guys have done coverage in this in the past, but they had all these different services, and I'm still on the fence about a lot of the, especially streaming services, because it's death by 1,000, by 100 blades, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't have all of them. I have certain ones. I have Netflix. Netflix is my primary thing, and I have a TiVo, and I'm pretty happy with it. But it was interesting to see. I was looking seriously at the family plan. Mm-hmm. I'm not really interested in music, although I had somebody on a machine that I used to own sign me up for it, and I resolved it. And I recently bought an iPad Air 4th generation, which offers a free year of TV Plus, so that's cool. Yeah. And I already had the iCloud 200 gigabyte plan, mm-hmm. and I'm not really interested in Arcade. So I think they may want to refine the mix, but it looks pretty good.
I mean, this is very 1.0. Like right now, this is literally the first bundle option we've had. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we made a similar point in, you know, when we last discussed this, it's not going to be for anyone, but what it does is gives you the most things that most people want. It hits quite a lot of boxes for people. And, you know, it's up on the macobserver.com, all this bundle maths of kind of, if you wanted a bundle plus a little bit of something extra. So like if you wanted one of the bundles, but you also were like into Fitness Plus, mm-hmm. for example.
Yeah. And there's a certain amount that does and doesn't pencil out. Like if you are auto renewing Apple Music, for example, that's $99 a year as opposed to $10 a month, which comes out to be $120 a year. Mm-hmm. Fitness Plus, if you pay for the year up front, is $80 for the whole year. I don't know what it comes out to monthly because I haven't seen that. I just decided, $80 a year is way less than I've spent on gym memberships in the past. So I feel like I can justify that. So, I'm interested to see where these go once, like I said, once some of the other, some of the trials have ended, like all of the people who initially got in on TV Plus for free, that ends in March. If you signed up
February.
Oh, February. Okay. The end of it is February.
You got 3 months extra. You got November, December, and January free. Your first TV Plus bill will be January.
February. Is February. Okay. And then if you signed up for Fitness Plus in early December to start your free trial, that ends in March because you'll get December, January, and February. And so then in March, that'll start being a payment that you have to pay. So if you're interested in this, you know, also like, you know, when you get out the new calendar, sometimes it's good to sort of review bills and things. And so this might be a good way to save a little cash on stuff that you are doing. So
now, I think they consider all of these part of their services revenue.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that has been, as an investor, last time I checked, is one of their highest growing portions. And so doing this, I think, is... Yeah, thumbs up.
Right.
They're trying to give you more options that fit, because in the past, I think I mentioned, I wasn't really interested in Apple Music or this or Arcade or whatever. But
I totally get it.
Hey, if you bundle it and I pay less, good.
Exactly. So, and I think that's what's happening, is I think that's going to reel some people into TV Plus. It's going to reel some people into Arcade who maybe wouldn't have had it otherwise. So, we will see how that goes. Now,
I think for most people, the reason to discuss it today is I think for most people, there was not all that much point signing up until now. Mm-hmm. Now is the kind of point where you're going to start to get value for money.
Yes. Because jumping into it sooner, wasn't going to help.
Depending on which shiny new device you got for Christmas or whatever, you know, if Santa bought you a new iPhone and you're not paying for most of the services, maybe you want to wait a bit, but generally.
Yeah. And it's definitely a thing to sit down and figure out, like, you know, what exactly are you paying for? You know, it's nice to do a kind of financial fitness review anyway. You know, January is a really good time for that. So check it out. See what you get. If you have any questions for us, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And we will talk to you about this. You can let us know. And definitely check out Charlotte's post over at macobserver.com, where you can see the breakdown of all of these numbers. Now, we have a little bit of time left. And what I want to do is talk to both of you a little bit about, because it is Media Monday. We've talked about some of the media that's available to you from Apple in the form of a bundle. If anybody saw anything interesting over the holiday that maybe we can recommend to folks who are still spending a lot more time at home than they're used to.
Yes. Hi.
For those playing along at home, Charlotte lives in London. Keep that in mind.
Hi. So. I'm still in my one bedroom flat. Hi.
So this is going fantastically for you, I imagine.
But one of the things I did achieve over our little Christmas break, before we went on a Christmas break, I posted a few of the things I might be wanting to watch, as well as some of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Which Andrew and I discussed. And I did get through, I did settle down and watch On the Rocks on TV Plus.
Okay.
Which is fun. Basically, it's like a British rom-com that has Bill... It feels a bit Hugh Granty, but it's actually set in New York. It's got Bill Murray.
Okay.
And it stars Bill Murray and Rashida Jones. And it's lovely. It's 90 minutes of absolute mind-numbing silliness. And who is not for that right now?
And precisely.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. I may never think about the film again, but it worked perfectly on a streaming service. Mm-hmm. It's worked. Apple's done really well that it was relatively short.
Yeah.
You know, like, I didn't need to commit 2.5 hours to it.
Yes.
But it was.
I don't know who decided that's the new rule in movies, but I want to find that person and convince them otherwise. Thank you.
Yeah, anyway. Exactly. And it was really enjoyable. And if you want a lighthearted 90 minutes, there are worse ways to spend it.
Yes. As most people on the show, most people who listen to the show will know, I think another fun way to spend 90 minutes is to watch 3 episodes of Ted Lasso.
That is a good way to spend 90 minutes. I also, just so you know, and you're proud of me, and stop being mad at me for other discrepancies, Kelly. And
yes,
I did watch a Charlie Brown Christmas special on Christmas Day.
I'm very pleased to hear this. This makes me happy. Yes, I'm glad you caught up. And John, what have you got for us? Do it.
I got a whole bunch of things. Hopefully we have time for it. So number one, things on Netflix. It's not Apple TV, but things on Netflix that I've seen that have really caught my attention as of late. One is, and actually my esteemed co-host on Mackie Gab, Cobra Kai.
Okay.
They just finished not what they call season three, but part three. I think the naming convention is kind of interesting. But it's basically, if you remember The Karate Kid, this is a continuation of it decades later. And it is kind of scary how, number one, none of them seem to have aged. But also the story is very heartwarming. It's good versus evil. It's, you know, the guy.
Sure.
So that Cobra was Kai. One that caught my attention. So check out Cobra Kai.
Okay. And what else you got?
What else did I see? Sabrina the Teenage Witch is another one that came out with a new season.
This is my childhood.
Yes. And this one is a lot darker. It's not the original happy-go-lucky, it gets scary at points because they really delve into the evil, but it's also, you know, kind of a teen angst thing, so you may want to also check evil. That one out.
Yeah. I mean,
run this by me again, John. You were scared by Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
The new one, yes. I mean, she... without giving too much away, she goes to hell. I mean, come on.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, original Sabrina didn't go to hell. I mean, she was,
true.
No, but she went to high school, which is kind of similar as I understand.
Right, yeah,
I mean,
right.
She was in
and
high
the
school.
The new one does too, but it's like evil high school. So anyways, good series. I'm still on the fence as to how I like the latest season, but I haven't finished it yet. The other avenue that I like, I don't know if you have this across the pond, Charlotte, but Redbox has some very interesting titles. And some of the ones, so Redbox, for people that don't know, it's a kiosk that you can rent things from. They also have a streaming service. They did a gaming thing, which I think they gave up on. But it's a way for you to get at... physical release titles. The one that caught my attention was Love and Monsters, and just the title itself says it all.
I could see that.
So, Redbox is you can rent for a couple of bucks for a night, and I think it's really cool. So,
excellent.
Those are my my picks.
I'm glad to have them. The other thing I will point out is that when a show catches our attention and we get an opportunity to spend a little time, we will talk about it. I will also put in a plug here for John Martellaro's podcast, Background Mode, because I know that I am occasionally on there talking to John about TV and movies that we are watching and enjoying. And Charlotte, you've been on as well. And the two of you talk about streaming media and things that
let me on.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, too. Like John's show is great, but don't let me being on it change your assessment of that.
Yeah. Whether he decides to raise standards in 2021 remains to be seen.
This is true.
In 2020, I was allowed on.
Yes. And as was I. And you two talked about stuff that you watched and liked, too, right?
We have done that.
Yeah.
And he gave me a little bit of insight that in when he came on my show Media Plus as well, which was nice. And I can tell you, we have a very exciting episode coming up on Media Plus tomorrow. So make sure after you've listened to this show.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you also listen. Actually, Media Plus will be open up before tomorrow's daily obligation. Right. So look, we basically sorted your whole day's podcast listening tomorrow.
See, you're all set. Done.
Like, so you're welcome.
I'm I know a little bit more about the Media Plus. Turns out I have the inside track there. And I'm very much looking forward to this episode. I hope now that all of you are looking forward to it as well. You will have to wait until tomorrow. And you will have to wait until tomorrow for more of us, because we're done. So, John and Charlotte, thank you so much for both being here. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.